On this day, 14th August 1971, I.R. Ray, Chief, speaks. The Chief of the Northern Divisional Command of the Provisional Wing of the IRA, Mr. Joe Cahill, turned up before a world press conference in Belfast yesterday, right under the noses of British troops in Ballymurphy. The quiet-spoken Mr. Cahill sat at a long wooden table in front of a microphone with Mr. Paddy Kennedy, Republican Labour MP for Belfast Central, Mr. John Kelly, former chairman of the Citizens Defence Committee, and Councillor John Flanagan. Newsmen were taken in secret to the conference in a local school gym after rendezvousing at a butcher's shop. Coolly, Mr. Cahill refuted claims made by the British Army a few hours earlier that the IRA was virtually beaten. He said the provisionals and officials were now joining forces to fight the army. We have plenty of guns and ammunition, but they had some difficulty getting them into Northern Ireland. Army Chief claims hard core of IRA defeated. The security forces have virtually defeated the hard core of IRA gunmen in the north, an army chief claimed yesterday. Brigadier Marston Tickle, Chief of Staff in Northern Ireland, said there had been 50 IRA casualties, 20 or 30 of whom had been killed. One of the unfortunate side effects had been intimidation, which had led to the evacuation of a fair number of families from their homes. Another had been the erection of street barricades. Faulkner accuses Lynch. Mr. Brian Faulkner said in Belfast yesterday that it was no longer possible for his government to deal constructively with Mr. Lynch's administration. He accused Mr. Lynch of being irresponsible and opportunist. The Stormont PM said it was time to expose for what it is the cant and hypocrisy of the attitude of Mr. Lynch's government to the illegal army, which is now engaged in murderous battles with British troops, our troops, in a part of the United Kingdom. Mr. Faulkner said the speech's general tone and language, as used by one government to another in a friendly country, are extraordinary. Brothers arrested. It is understood that two brothers of Mr. Frank McManus, MP, are among those arrested in Enniskillen. One is Father Sean McManus, home from the US for the MP's wedding. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note, Joe Cahill's appearance at a press conference in West Belfast was a major propaganda coup for the IRA. A veteran of the IRA's wartime campaign, Cahill had been a key figure in the creation of the Provisional IRA in 1969. In his attack on Lynch, the Stormont PM had the apparent support of Heath, who bluntly told the Taoiseach that Northern Ireland was no business of Dublin's. That view would soon change, however.